You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Our question for today, dear Dr. Burton, where did we get the concept of church from, as in the sanctuary that gets used once a weekend and all the stuff that goes with it, like dress code, regimentation, etc.? I thought that our bodies are the temples of God. Thanks for the question. Well, you know, the concept of a sanctuary actually comes from the Old Testament model of the structure that was built as a bridge between a perfect God and his imperfect creation. The main purpose of the sanctuary was to serve as a place where sacrifices took place, and these sacrifices, we found, took place on a daily basis. Now, people were only expected to go to the sanctuary when they needed to offer a sacrifice or on special Jewish holy days. Additionally, people could go to the sanctuary to pray, and the priest would often conduct some type of worship service with prescribed prayers and readings. Now, as the New Testament book of Hebrews illustrates, these sacrifices, in fact, the entire sanctuary service, pointed to Jesus and the plan of salvation. Now, in ancient Israel, there was only one sanctuary, and this was located in Jerusalem. Since the sanctuary had a specific function and was built by divine edict, there could be no other. As time went on and Jews became dispersed, they developed the synagogue, which was based on an entirely different concept than the sanctuary. The synagogue was basically a community hall where the local Jewish communities held social and educational events during the week, and then they had worship services on the Sabbath, and only if 10 men were present. While they had a person responsible for taking care of the synagogue, this one was called the chazan, there was no set clergy, and any male who had gone through bar mitzvah could read and comment on the scripture. The New Testament informs us that the earliest Christians worshipped in synagogues with their fellow Jews, and in fact, many of those in Jerusalem continued to worship in the temple. However, with the growing hostility from some of the Jewish leaders, they began to form their own worship communities that became known as churches. Now, the concept of church is different from that of temple or synagogue. But before I talk about church in the sense that we know it, let me say this. Our English word church is more accurately a transliteration of the Greek kuriake, meaning associated with the Lord. However, the word in our Bible most frequently translated church is ekklesia, a term used in secular Greek for an assembly. More specifically, it is derived from the preposition ek and the verb kaleo. It means to call out of. In other words, the church is comprised of those who have been called out of one way of life into another way of life. Interestingly, when used in the New Testament, the word ecclesia never refers to a building or any other physical structure, but it always refers to groups of individuals. People comprise God's church. A church is not where Christians go, but it's who Christians are. This reality leads to the notion that our bodies comprise the temple of the Holy God. As Solomon himself recognized in 1 Chronicles when he dedicated the Jerusalem temple, God is not confined to a human structure, but he dwells in the hearts of those who are in relationship with him. Now, when we look to the 21st century, we find that most of our practices surrounding church have been influenced by culture. I'm talking about things like music and dress and liturgy and a host of other things. And of course, this is natural because we are all creatures of culture. The Bible itself does not dictate any specifics on how we ought to dress for church, the order of service, or the many other things that we frequently associate with church today. But having said this, we do know that the Bible does provide some guidelines for worship, such as those we find towards the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, which is basically summed up with the phrase that everything in worship should be done decently and in order. I trust this answer helps. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.